Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet in 2018, 17, 16, all the 2000s. We got y'all covered, man. This is the Frocast, episode 287 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss King Ross, a.k.a. Notorious K.I.X., and a.k.a. the Madison Boast, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor, Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lanes, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Flex Luger, a.k.a. Flexington Steel. What's going on? I'm in the building.
Man, with all the a.k.a.s, man, happy 2018.
Hey, man, what's going on? It's all right. Glad to have you back, man. We finally let the people know, man, the contract talks are over. It's all right, agreed. You know, he re-upped his deal, man. He was holding out till he got the numbers right. Got the numbers right. Got it's all right back, man. I was worried there for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was tight. Negotiations was crucial, but we got it's all right back. Signed a nice little 10-year extension.
That's not what it is.
You thought it was a 1-year extension? No, that was a 10-year. You didn't see that zero. It was some whiteout on the paper, a potato chip crumb or something.
I signed that shit. It's a day by day basis. It's a case by case event. And I signed that shit right, Saul, so I can back out of this deal at any time. At any time, man.
Nah, that's not easy.
You and the Queen do a better show, man. Leave a comment on the post. For those of you who comment on the post, you and Queen are a better show.
Nah, man. People don't want to hear two married people talk to each other, man. That shit is boring, bro.
That shit is what's popping on YouTube, on podcasts. That's where it is. Couples.
Nah, man. I'd rather have my roommate on here. You know, man. It's all right. Like.
Hey, man, that's how it's supposed to go. I'm just saying, maybe we have a spinoff show of the King and Queen. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all good. Y'all entertaining. We got our outline here. We're going to wrap up some of 2017. Now, before we get into this list, he sent me the outline. As y'all know, Germ does the outlines. He is the actual producer of the show. And the list has five top five lists. I got this list less than 24 hours ago. Yes. Needless to say, I gave that no fucking effort.
And that's what I fully expected, because that's what the people have grown to love about Saul Wright. I mean, he's just, you know, he's the kid that shows up with the notebook with the papers everywhere and you can't find his papers.
Now I'm a bad student? Is that what you're saying?
Great. Hey, that's great work, but he's just like, you know, I don't know. I don't get it, man. It just...
Saved by the Bell. What was Mario Lopez's character?
That was AC Slater, man.
I'm AC Slater, man. I just show. No, actually, I guess I would be. Was it Zach?
You probably be more Screech if you Zach Swag. If you Jack Swag.
Jesus Christ! But Screech was smart.
He was smart, yeah, but he had no swag. You can't be Slater or, you know, Zach Morris, because they was dripping swag. It was juice. They had the sauce. They would have sauced it Bayside.
I can't.
Let me tell you, so funny, man. You know, I work with some younger kids, and you know, I was like, "You ever heard of Bayside High?" And they was like, "Nah, what county is it?" I said, "It's in Bay County." And they was like, "Oh," and you know, listen, it was so funny, man. I was just like, "Man, you never heard of Bayside High?" I was like, "Man, they had a real good athlete in their school. His name was like AC Slater, man. He played like football, track, wrestling." And they was like, "Oh, man, never heard of him." And I was like, "Man, I can't believe you never heard of it." Like, and so I was just basically like telling them the whole show line, and they was like, "Nah." I said, "Call your dad and ask him, has he ever heard of?" And then I was like. So I was like, "So what about?" Because she was from Polk County. I was like, "So you don't know about Polk High?" And she was like, "Nah." I said, "So you never heard of Polk High? Like, Al Touchdown Bundy scored 4 touchdowns in the game. You never. She was like, no, I said, call your dad and ask him about Al Touchdown Bundy. He knows who he is.
That's some shit. It's moments like that you realize how old you actually are. You're like, damn, bruh, man.
Bruh, listen, I saw a fucking 92 Honda Accord with an antique tag on that motherfucker. I said, God damn.
Life come at you fast, bruh. Wow. Life come at you fast, man. It should make you rethink. I was sitting at one of these fucking events, and I'm working the table for the gym. And it's one of the big fitness events that come to Austin. I'm sitting there with somebody else for the gym that's helping. And she's like, yeah, you know, so last night, you know, me and my friend, we got baked and we were studying. And I was like, who the fuck am I sitting next to? Yeah. Fucking child, man. Yeah, we stayed up way too late. And I got to wait tables after this. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. We old as shit.
Little kid were like, yeah, man, you know, this dude was like old as hell. He was like 36. He was old as fuck. And I was like, damn. God damn, man. Like, I was like, don't you want to get old? He was like, yeah. I said, so okay then. So why is it a bad thing to be old? Like, you make it a horrible thing to be old, man. So, you know, these kids don't have a fucking clue.
None, man. We done got to that age, bro. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. I can't even keep up with the cool shit. You text something the other day, and I had no idea what the fuck you were talking about. I said, shit, I've officially become that guy.
What happened? What did I text, man?
I don't know what the fuck you text. You text, you was talking. We were talking about the Lil Wayne album. And you said, I heard he slid on a few of them tracks. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Oh, man, slid, man. I mean, you got off. Like, slid can mean a whole lot of things, man. You could be like, yo, man, I slid over there to your girl house last night. Or
I get that. Shit.
Okay, that or you can say, boy, shit, your boy came over here and slid, old boy. Like, I mean, he could have knocked his ass out or went off.
I don't know what that means. I've never
slid is that. Slid is a very, like, you know, like, boy, he was watching the game. Like, boy, they slid there. Like, it can mean a lot of things, man. So, yeah.
I was like, wow, I've officially become the old nigga. Like, and even in the text, when I text something, they don't even respond. I'm that dude. It's over for me. Save yourself.
Hey, man, can I slander somebody real fast that we love? Of course. To death?
It's never stopped you before.
Hey, man. Hey, GQ Blue, man, I don't like the way your beard start, like, by your, like, I don't like that line right there. It just, you need to do something with that right there, bro. I don't like that. It look very, what's them people called? The Mennonites and shit. Yes, looks very Amish. You need to get it to a point or something. I don't like it boxed off like that, GQ. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, bro.
So for the people who can't visualize what we're talking about and don't follow GQ or any of his social media, his beard starts at the sideburns. Like, if you imagine Mr. T.
Top of his ear now. It's like up top. Like,
yeah. It's like Mr. T, where his sideburns started at, the way that line went back behind his ear. That's kind of how. What are you laughing at? What did I do? What did I do? I said something on accident, I guess. What did I do?
Nah, you just, I mean, you said Mr. T, bro. That shit is accurate as a motherfucker.
Like, most people, when they start their beard, the line on the sideburns of their beard is like the middle of their ear or below. His is at the top of his ear. It's at the top of his ear. That's how. Hey, man, look, I'm not trying to slander the pocket square Kang.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Oh, God. See, man, that's why I miss doing shows all right, man. See, Queen Jern don't give you no comedy like this, man.
See, that's why I'm going to get shot in the streets. I'm going to get popped in the streets, man. It's going to be Desus and Merrill and me. We all going to get shot in the streets, man. And Joe Buttons with an S. Buttons. I don't give a fuck. It's Buttons.
And Joe Button beefing with Bizarre right now, man.
That's why I said he going to get shot in the streets. Why would you want beef with a nigga named Bizarre?
That smokes crack.
And is defending a nigga that he hasn't talked to in 12 years. Do you really want that smoke? He's defending a nigga that he hasn't talked to in 12 years. That's what you want? He ain't got shit to lose, bruh. Nah, loyal Joe.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, that, when they that loyal, bruh. Nah. He went live on Instagram from a house in Detroit. That's enough slander right there. He went live on the gram, was like, yo, fuck you, nigga. I was like, oh, shit. Wait a minute. You might need to rethink that. Might need to rethink that, man.
Joe Budden said he'll fuck Bizarre up, though, man.
He did.
Who you got to fight? Who you got? Joe Budden or Bizarre, man? Who you got?
I got to go with Budden. All right. But this isn't a fair one. The problem is I don't think the fight will ever be over. So Budden would win, but then Bizarre would, like, you know, as he's walking away, he would bite his ankles or, you know what I'm saying? He'd throw a razor blade.
I think Bizarre biting from the gate. So that's why I'm like, I put my money on Bizarre. Because he's gonna take it, like, he's going to be like Mankind on Joe Budden, man. He's just going to go whatever. He's just going to do whatever, man. Mandible claw, all that shit.
But was he right? Was Bizarre right?
No, he wasn't right, because Joe Budden was kind of defending Eminem's album. You know, he did. Like, he was on there saying the track listing was trash. You know, he did say that.
Well, I've listened to that album. He's not wrong.
Joe Budden said he hasn't listened to the album yet. So he can't say, how could he say something's trash that he hasn't heard? Said he hasn't heard Eminem's new album.
Because in 2017, Eminem is singing with Beyonce and Ed Sheeran. Yeah. It's a safe assumption that the album's trash. Not because Beyonce or Ed Sheeran is trash, but because Eminem rapping with them sounds like trash. And I've listened to the album. It's 2018 now. I listened to it in 2017, and he's still rapping about Vicodin. I don't understand, bro. Like, that trick was cool when you first started doing it, but you've been saying the same shit since Slim Shady. I'm over it.
And let it be known that Saul Wright was an Eminem defender. He's gave Eminem 5 stars on Nappy Afro, 4.5.
Okay.
Shit like that. You gave it a nice high rating, so you have not been critical of Eminem as I have been.
No. I would say that, because I remember you used to get mad about The Voice and all that shit. I don't understand The Voice thing. I still don't get The Voice thing.
But shit, wait, you don't understand what I don't like about it, or you don't understand why he does it?
I don't understand. It wasn't a big deal to me. Like, I didn't hear it. I had to listen to it to hear the change in the voice that y'all talked about on those albums.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
He do that little,
I was like, all right, well, I guess. But I listened to this album. Let me correct that. I tried to listen to this album. That shit was bad, bro. It's really bad. Like, even the Beyonce song, I was like, what the fuck is this? It's really bad, bro. It hurt my feelings. Like, it's one of those albums you'd be like, damn, it's really over for these niggas. It's over. I listened to Lil Wayne's last Dedication album today. Finally got around to listen to that. It's really over for these niggas, bro.
You didn't like it?
No.
Dang, it's all right. Everybody liked a little Dedication. See, they said Wayne was back.
Back to what?
Back to, you know, how he was a rapper eater, Wayne.
This nigga said, I'm armed like a sleeveless shirt. What?
I mean,
this nigga said, it's curtain for these niggas. I feel like drapes. What?
I mean, the only song I heard Wayne got nice on was that him and Drake on that Family Feud shit, man. That shit was hard.
So you don't think he back either? Like, even though you threw me under the bus, you don't think he's back either?
No. Wayne could never get back to that. Never.
Nah, it's just not happening. And I don't remember, you know, you have to correct me if I'm wrong. I don't remember on those other Dedication albums that it was always recycled beats.
Most of 90% of the Dedication of Wayne mixed, the dope ones were recycled beats. That's how Wayne made, that's how he came up. Like, you know, the Squad Up shit was all over the recycled beats. Some of his greatest freestyles were, you know, shit. If I did a top 5 Wayne freestyles, I'd probably do the song with Jay-Z and Maya, The Best of Me or whatever it's called. That one. Dope. Shit, the one he rapped over DOA killed that one.
So maybe it's just the beats that he chose this time. I was like, why are you using that beat? I don't know. It just didn't sit well with me.
The Ambitions of a Rider.
Hey, this one didn't do it for me, bro. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, Wayne's greatest mixtape is No Ceiling, so I wouldn't. I just, you know, that was in 2010, 2009, 10, somewhere around there. So, you know, I don't expect, it was 2009, so I don't expect him to get, there's no way he can get back to that. Nah, no way.
Nah, his whole life is different at this point, man. Everything's different, but
yeah, you know. He's so removed from that Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
It's just it feel like it's over for all of us, all the older rappers. It's just over, bro. It's just over.
Not really. I mean, Wayne is he spawned all the like the new rappers, man. They like all got Lil Wayne in them, man. So it's like he's seeing his influence over, you know what I'm saying, with all the other rappers. Like, they all come up on Wayne. Like, when Nick was 17, 19 years old, he grew up listening to Wayne his whole life. You see what I'm saying?
So we, like, are we going to blame Wayne for what they're doing? Are we going to blame Wayne for Lil Yachty?
I can't blame him. I mean, because people like that shit. So it's just like, you know, the purists, you know, the backpackers, the dusty backpackers, like, you know, Be Easy and, you know, It's All Right. You know what I'm saying? The Chew Sticks and the, you know what I'm saying, the fucking goddamn Egyptian musk wearing niggas, you know what I'm saying? They might be a little upset, but you know what I'm saying, you know, the young niggas like GQ Blue, they like that shit. Short T and all that shit, they Little Yachty in it up. Ruler, what's his name? Rick James, bitch. And they love that shit.
I guess. Like I said, I'm the old nigga in the club, so don't listen to me.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's all right, man. Just because you go to open mic nights and shit, man, you know what I'm saying? It's all right, Wincy. It's all right. That's all right. His favorite concert in 2017. He was like, probably the KRS-One.
Wow, I came back to this shit. I came back to this shit. I'm out. I have to deal with this shit. I know that. So let's get into this outline that you've put together. And the first topic, I am clicking on this topic now. Transphobic is a thing, and Genuine just found out about it.
Yeah.
So let me pause the goddamn video, because you know all these websites got, even ours, nappyafro.com, if you haven't been to the site, go ahead and check out the site. We have videos that pop up as soon as you go to the site as well. Let's see. The R&B singer rebuffed the advances of Big Brother UK star India Willoughby. So I'm guessing from that headline, India Willoughby is a trans person.
Yes.
Okay.
And she asked Genuine, would he ever date a transgender? A trans. And he was like, not if, you know, he was like, not if they were trans, you know, not if I knew, you know what I'm saying? And then so she was like, well, you're transphobic, dude. And then she tried to kiss him, and he was just like, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? She tried to assault him, and, you know, nobody did anything about it. Like, they started attacking him for being transphobic. So my question to you, Sar Wright, is it transphobic to not want to date a trans person?
So, again, when you listen to this show,
it's only phobic if you know, like, your reason for, if you know that, if you didn't know they were trans, you know what I'm saying, but you normally know they're trans, so you don't want to date them. So that, is that phobic? I don't understand this. All right,
I don't understand a lot of this shit, and I will ask my homegirl, who's a professor. She talks about this shit all the time. I don't know the rules. All right, sure. So I'm saying this as a regular ass dude that's got a microphone in front of his face. I don't understand that, but if you're asking me, would I date a person that identified as a female but had a penis? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
No.
So, okay. Now, would you date someone that was trans? If you didn't know they was trans, you know, that's why I'm knowingly knowing somebody is trans and not dating them. That's what they're saying is transphobic. And which I think that's a very slippery slope, because, you know, I might not want to date skinny girls. Is that making me whatever, racist against skinny girls or whatever? Like, or, you know, I might not want to date an Asian woman. Like, is that making me racist against Asian women because I don't want to date Asian? You know what I'm saying? Like,
The part of that is that there has to be an attraction. When we're talking about dating someone, there has to be an attraction.
Yeah.
So for me, and I guess this is where it gets into that the gender versus sex shit. If I say that I'm attracted to females, and this person, what makes a person a female? Well, from my definition, it's somebody who has a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a female. The fact that you identify as a female, that's not my business or my problem. You're not a female that I would be attracted to. So that doesn't work for me.
But so they're saying all appearances, I am a female. You know what I'm saying? So notice you attracted me because I look like a woman. But once you find out that I used to not be a woman, or I have not been a woman my whole life, then how am I not attractive anymore? So mate,
that's the thing is, I'm attracted to you because you look like a woman. So I'm attracted to women. Yeah. That you're like, that's how it goes. So if you're not a woman, then part of my attraction has been flawed. So if you're asking me, would I date a motherfucker that has a dick? No, I'm not into that. Like, what do you do when it comes to being intimate? I'm not. No.
But what?
I don't want there to be another penis in the room. So no.
What if she has a man-made vagina?
So now we're talking about a transsexual.
Yeah.
A transvestite.
No. She's went through the whole proper changes now. She's went through the proper changes. She is, she got women, she up top, down low, got women, everything. But she used to be a man.
And she identifies as a female. That's why she had the surgery. That's a whole lot of commitment. My gut reaction being a macho hetero male that's sick and disgusted is no. But I don't know that you would know. Like, if they never told you.
But everything seemed normal.
I guess you wouldn't know. So I can't. I don't know that I can answer that question.
You've been dating for 90 days, and then you know they was like, "Hey, things getting serious. I just want you to know before we go on any further. I was born Latrone Montavious Jenkins, but now my name is Latrell, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. What you doing then?"
You would feel, I guess I would feel deceived, which should be natural because you didn't tell me, regardless of whether I'm privy to that information or not. If we've been dating, and I imagine in 90 days we've been intimate some kind of way, define it how you want to, and now you're telling me, naturally I'm going to feel kind of betrayed. Would I continue that relationship? I don't know. It depends on how deep I am in 90 days. Because if you're talking about dating someone who's, they're a female by all intents and purposes, right?
Yeah, I mean, now you look at her, you know what I'm saying, you know.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't know, and what they're telling you and how they live as a female, I mean, I guess, that, I don't know. I can say that I don't know. I would have to be in that situation to know. I think that's the only correct answer. Because knee jerk, I don't know that you can just say flat out no. If you spent 90 days with this person, what you're talking about is tertiary to the whole deal.
Yeah.
You're not dealing with somebody who's got a dick. You're not dealing with somebody who's got a mustache and a beard and all this other kind of shit that you're normally not attracted to. So their personality worked for you. All that kind of shit worked. I don't know. What's your answer?
I mean, it just,
like, the macho in you makes you want to say no.
Yeah, the macho make you want to say no, because, you know, but then if you think about it, like, in that situation, you know what I'm saying? You'll probably be like, you know what, man? You know, I probably wouldn't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, don't you say a motherfucking thing either. You know what I'm saying?
but then that's the other thing is, like, if it wasn't part of the conversation for 90 days, I don't imagine it being part of the conversation for somebody that's, like, out in these streets.
Yeah, like, if you fooled me and I never had, like, a little doubt of, like, hold on, man, you sure ain't, you know, nigga? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It just, I don't know, man. Not saying that I'm opening floodgates was, like, just don't say nothing. Like, you know, King Jerm out here letting dudes top them off. Nah, that's not going down. But I'm just, you know, I don't know, man. It just depends. But like you said, the macho me answered the question, like, hell nah, nigga, that shit'll be over, nigga. I ain't going to be violent or nothing. I feel bad. You know what I'm saying? I might be on some Ace Ventura shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'd be like, shit, that shit fooled me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what I'm like saying? Shit, you know, you've been a female from all the tests that I know as a human. You've been a female this whole time. So,
yeah.
I don't know. The part of the topic that really got me interested that I don't know that has been discussed, because, again, I'm just clicking on this for the first time. This says that the woman goes in for a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked away from it. And people were mad at him for walking away from the kiss.
Yeah.
So,
there's
a problem with him rejecting being sexually assaulted?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Just because they saying he only did it because the person was trans. They was like, if that would have been a real woman, he would have accepted that kiss. So, that's what they saying.
But it's not.
It's exactly. It's an unwanted sexual advance, correct? Whether it was man, woman, trans, if somebody's trying to kiss you and you don't want to be kissed, that's called an unwanted sexual advance. Am I not correct, Sarah?
That's what I thought. You know, I'm gonna try it because Easy is gonna edit this episode. I'm gonna see if I can get some audio from my friend who's a professor and ask her this question because I'm thoroughly confused. I don't know the rules for this shit anymore. But even if it was a natural woman, born woman, a cis woman as they call it, that I'm not attracted to, and she tried to kiss me, and I don't want it, huh?
What does cis mean?
It's like you were born that way.
Cis.
Ain't that what it's called? CIS? Cis.
I see that, but I never knew what it meant. I was just like, what the fuck is that?
Let me see what it stands for, because you know I come on this show 2018. I'll be giving you all the wrong shit.
Nah, man, I've seen
cis it. Is a person who was assigned a gender at sex and birth that they feel comfortable with. So typically, cis men are men who were assigned male at birth and feel that the words man and male accurately describe who they are. That's a very long definition. Cis means the boy that was born with a dick and was okay with being a boy, and the woman that was born with a vagina was fine with being a woman. That's what it means.
Fuck?
I didn't know the definition was that long. But we're retabulating and redefining how we do all this shit. I didn't know that definition was that long.
Jesus,
that's Christ. Interesting. But okay, so it's a woman that I'm not attracted to that tries to kiss me. I've been in that situation before, and I've turned my head. So does that make me? Am I a phobic at that point, or am I just not attracted?
Exactly.
Then are you not allowed to be attracted to someone because they're something that you don't understand or you're not comfortable with? Does that make it a phobia? I don't know.
I think it's the new rules, all right.
I guess.
So that means that whenever you see a fine woman, she cannot, you know what I'm saying, curve you, because you can say, hey, you got a phobia against whatever my shortcoming is, whether I'm ugly, I'm short, I got bumps on my face, or I got cock eyes, or you know,
all that big, is me. Those are all me. Just at me, bro.
Yeah, just big teeth or teeth crooked or just, you know what I'm saying, I'm missing teeth or, you know, I got some kind of disfigurement on my face, you know what I'm saying, whatever, man. Oh, it's all right, man. Kudos, man. Your hair looks luxurious, man. I was jealous of the hair, man. I was like, man, it's all right. Started growing his hair after me and this motherfucker done lapped me like 9 times. It is fucking amazing.
That's I only true. Put juices and berries.
I mean, I was just like, I want whatever Saul Wright got growing his motherfucking head, because that motherfucking hair grow fast than a motherfucker, man.
And the only reason I have hair, you know, props to the homie, Mr. Green, my boy Mr. Green told me, he's like, man, you still cutting your hair at your age is disrespectful. And I literally stopped cutting my hair. That was it. I was like, you know what? You got a point. There's a lot of niggas that wish they had hair.
Yeah.
So I just said, fuck it.
Look at you, man, with your hairline still intact. Yep.
Hey. That shit be creeping, bro. When you get old, my best friend, his hairline gone, bro. I be like, dog, just go ahead. Don't be out here like Stephen A. Smith. Just let that shit go, man. Stop.
James Brown, man.
Just let that shit go, man. But I'm going to ask, hopefully by the time this show goes up, I have the audio for Easy to slide into the show. Did I use slide right? Does that work?
Yes.
Because I don't know the rules, and that's a very interesting question. Is it wrong to not want the advances of somebody because you know they're trans? Or so does that work for gay, too?
I don't know. So, let's ask. Queen Jern just walked in. Queen Jern, how you doing?
Hi.
Question. Is it wrong to not, let's say, for instance, you were single and you met a guy and y'all were, you know, cool, hitting it off, you know what I'm saying? Y'all went on some dates or whatever, and, you know, 60 days in the relationship, you know, he's like, hey, I used to be a woman, but, you know, now I look like a man, you know, I got the package upstairs, down, you know, whatever, you couldn't tell. How would you feel about that?
For one, I feel like whenever you think you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, you should disclose that. That's something that's very important. That's just like saying, I got a charge for some kind of crazy something, murder, sexual something, I don't know. But those type of things are stuff that you need to tell people up front. Definitely, I would not be comfortable with it because that's not my thing. That's not my preference. Now, people may not care.
But if he looks like a man.
It ain't got nothing to do with that, because me personally, I don't care what you do, it's harder to fake the dangling now. So if I'm a woman and I want the ding-a-ling, I need a man who was born a man for that purpose. So if that's something that I desire, you saying that they look like a man, I mean, I'm sure that that's not as good as a man's private.
So what if they got the surgery? So the question that he asked me, they got the surgery, so they got the inflatable or whatever, however it works. They got a working Johnson.
Well, I don't want it. I just don't. That's not my preference. I don't want it. So, and my thing is, nothing wrong with it. That's just the same thing as anybody having a preference. No, that does not. Because me being transphobic means that I don't want to be around them. I think they're gross, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There is somebody out there that may want it. There may be a man who is now transitioned to be a woman, and they can get it together because you are a trans man. I don't have nothing to do with that. I like people. I know people that are in that community. I don't have no problem with that. But when you're talking about disclosing your sexual orientation, that's something you do with somebody who you seriously involved with. I just feel like that's something that you got to be upfront with and let the person decide. It's plenty of people out there that don't care. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, they won't mind. It won't be an issue to them. So the ones that it is an issue to, let me make up my mind to say yes or no if I'm willing to be in that. I mean, that's just just a courtesy that you do to somebody if you know you got a special case like that. Because that's something that's not normal. That's not the ordinary thing.
So do either of you, and this is going to be a hard question to answer because I can't even answer it as I'm asking. Do you feel limited in comparison to people who are able to date comfortably across gender lines?
No, there's enough women out there that, you know what I'm saying, that I wouldn't feel like, you know, I'm boxed in or, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, it ain't, you know, nah. I mean, people that do that, they have it, you know, like the ones that's out there like, yo, I'm just dating whatever. Because I heard a 14-year-old girl say she was asexual. Well, I didn't hear her say it, but, you know, my kids told me that. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you're 14 and you're asexual?
You shouldn't know.
Or pansexual. That's what she said. She was pansexual. I said, okay. Whoa. Like, that's amazing. Like, you're 14. How you pansexual? So, you know, hey, man.
But I feel like a lot of times people just need to really get to know themselves before they start labeling, putting these names on that stuff. Yeah. Because I really feel like as a kid, I mean, I don't know. And I mean, I guess I kind of do, you know, some people do know early on, because me as a kid, it was something about a smell of a man. Like, I knew I was attracted to that. Like, it was. But, you know, some people, they could have various experiences and they may know early on that whatever, and they're a guy, they might know they like men too. I don't know. But I know, I remember that, but at the same time, it's like you don't know what to call it. You don't really talk about it, but you just know, like, something about that, you know, anatomy or what have you. Very attractive.
I remember the first time being a kid seeing a porno tape, I was just like, whoa.
And I didn't know those porns that I was in college.
Jesus. I was probably like 6.
I was blown away.
I was just like, I will never forget. It was like some woman, she was putting paint all on her butt, and then she opened up her legs and it spread a coochie out. And I was just like, what in the world am I watching? This is like right before school one day, man. This is like, mama came in like, what are you watching? I was like, I don't know. This is what the TV was on. And I just turned the TV on. That's what it was. So whoever was last watching was watching that. So you don't get on me. And, you know, I'll turn in CGI Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot. You didn't have that in my house, so.
Mm-hmm. The question that, so as this pertains to Genuine, which is the actual topic on here, so Queen Jerry, what if you met somebody and it was, who's somebody that you think is fine? What man do you think is fine as hell?
That's a lot of
ghosts.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
But he, you know, I don't think he's fine. Well,
he went to Georgia, though, so you got him.
Well, his granddaddy and my daddy are friends. So.
Okay, see?
So let's say you at a party and Ghost is there with you, and Ghost tells you that he was born a woman.
And I would say, let's take this picture so I can have these memories, but that's as good as it gets.
So then Ghost tries to kiss you. And what do you do?
I mean, I don't want that. Like, that's something, I don't know. I just can't get past it. I don't know. I don't think.
So unwanted, like a man trying to push up on you, you don't want it. What, that's an unwanted sexual advance, right?
Yeah. I mean, but you saying because of the fact that now, because he was born a woman. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, that's where I am with it. But now, if it was just Ghost and he a man, 100.
You okay? I'm down. Because he was born a woman, you would have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to the internet, that makes you transphobic.
Yeah. According to the net, you're transphobic.
No, it's not. They can call it whatever they want to call it. But I tell you what, you ain't mad with nobody because they say they don't want to mess with a girl as big, or you want to mess with somebody. I mean, like, you got preference. That's what it's called. Like, I might like pistachio ice cream versus vanilla. How the hell are you going to be mad
you're with me? You're racist against vanilla ice cream.
It's not. It's yes, because you have a preference. That's called a preference. I prefer a man who was born a man, and that's it. Like, why? I mean, if I want a girl, I get with a girl. Why do I need to get with a guy who was born a girl? That's just too complicated for my brain. Let me do what I'm used to, and let me get what I like. You can't be mad with me because you choose to do whatever. You a transformer. Fine. Do I
Optimus Come Prime. On, man. Bumblebee.
Come on, man.
Megatron.
Come on, man.
Skyscream.
Motherfucker said Transformer. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm going to definitely have to holler at my girl and see what she says. Because, hey, look, I will go ahead and be on record to say that I am ignorant to all of this. I try and learn. I try and get it. But I don't understand it. So I don't know the rules. I very well may be transphobic based on this. I don't know.
You're just ignorant.
I feel like people have the right.
It's so many different categories now that, like, for the non-informed, you can't expect us to, you know, like, you got... You know, like just like you saying, you got gay, then they got the trans, and they got some, you know, they got so many different levels of that. So it's like, man, it's a whole other world. So we don't know. You're right, Sarah. Right? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't. We should not be penalized or called something derogatory.
Exactly. We don't know. That's another thing they need to understand. Because
you gotta give people time.
Yeah,
I think because transphobic sounds heavy. Exactly. Like, if you're talking about me in my bedroom, like, that's something different. I have no problem with working with you, being on the same team, kicking it, hanging out. I got no problem with that. But once you start talking about grabbing my nuts, we got a different set of rules here. It's not phobic. I'm not scared of you. I just don't want to fuck you.
Exactly. And I feel like it's your body. You have the right to choose what you want to do. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. If I don't want you to be personal, you know what I'm saying, with me like that, then that's not, it's nothing to call that. Those people who are being discriminated against because they are out and people know that they're trans or whatever, you know, other orientation, then yes, that's something wrong with that. But when that doesn't mess up with your workplace experience, friends, what have you, you can't call me anything. That's my personal business. What I do in my bed is just that. It's personal. So if I don't want that type of person in my life, then, I mean, as far as sexually, that's nothing wrong with that. That's my preference.
Yeah, really? I don't... Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask my people because I'm confused on all this shit. Interesting topic. It's interesting to see that they called him transphobic for that.
Yeah.
And didn't address the fact that he just didn't want to be kissed by this random. It was just a rando. What was his show anyway?
Big Brother UK, so I guess it's like the Big Brother US version, but the, you know, UK version of it.
You know, people just forcing people to deal with these situations. It's not fair.
But props to Genuine for still being relevant in 2018. He's my winner this week.
Yeah.
Genuine's my winner, bro. You made Pony like in 99, and you were still talking about you in 2018.
He made Pony in 96, 97, bro.
Jesus Christ. And got married to one of the hotter chicks in the game right then, had 99 kids, and here we are 2018 still talking about Genuine.
Don't forget, became a force in music with the teaming up of him, Tyrese, and fucking, what was the other nigga name?
Tank,
yes.
Tank, yeah, TGT. TGT. Hey, man. Props to you, Genuine. You my winner this week, brother. Real talk. You my goddamn winner this week.
That nigga, not bad for an ex-stripper, man. He was the first Cardi B, bro.
Ex-stripper who made a bunch of albums, made a bunch of money.
Yes,
first nigga to have baby hair. Like, Genuine was out there in front of the curve, bro.
This nigga had finger waves and shit, man. Hey, bro. That nigga was the first Cardi B, bro. Cardi B should pay homage to Genuine, bro.
First one, man. He always had that shitty mustache. Props to you, brother, man.
Jumps his mustache and love fucking parts of his head and the, like you said, the gel down baby hair sideburns.
Hey, that nigga, man, he maxed out on his potential. Yeah, he man, maxed out. That nigga was born like with it. Abs.
He was like your fucking. He was like a prototypical light skinned nigga, bro. Like, hey, he rep. Hey, light skinned niggas, I'd be proud of Gene Wine. He put down for y'all, man.
He's the final boss, light skinned. Like, that's. You were born, your potential. When you were born, they said, hey, look, we're going to give you abs and you're going to be light skinned. Do what you can do. And that motherfucker's rich.
Yep.
So I can't be mad at him. Of your lists. So as we get to our lists.
Unless you skipped over something, man. The H&M baby ad, the monkey suit ad, bro. It's all right. That's, you got to talk about
it. Okay, so that's not on the outline.
It is on the outline. I'm looking right at it.
It's not on the outline. I have.
Oh, shit.
I see Transphobic, top five albums, all that top five shit, well, college playoffs. Yeah. But let's talk about it.
Yes, the H&M, they had a little ad in one of their... online, I guess, and it appeared to have it had a black boy in a green sweater that said, "What is that? Coolest monkey in the jungle."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know what I'm saying, and you know it sparks some outrage. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about this? All right, first of all,
so I understand that there probably was some millennial that was running this little campaign, photographer, some shit like that, that didn't get the context of black and monkey. That's possible. However, this is the internet. There's no reason for that to be the excuse anymore. You had to have heard Monkey and Black Boy at some age. Like, my homeboy has a daughter who's fucking 15 and she heard it. Now, maybe because she's black, but if she's heard it, then there had to be a discussion somewhere around school. Somebody heard it. Yes. And the person that finally greenlit this project wasn't a 15-year-old. It wasn't a 20-year-old. It's some grown-ass person that's not oblivious to what the fuck's going on. And you could tell that by the juxtaposition of the white boy who had I Survived the Jungle with the Lion and all the other shit on there. You knew what you were doing. So it's fucked up. But like I said to my wife, I don't feel like this was a situation that they made a mistake on. I think it was a calculated gamble.
Mm.
I feel like H&M, regardless of how many people... Black people shop there. I don't know the numbers. I don't know how many H&Ms are in the urban malls. I don't know the numbers. But I know that you have a good chance of making more money off of people who want to support you being marginalized or being treated like a tyrant and will support you over the people that are actually outraged. Because you can apologize. At the end of the day, there's no consequences for offending black people.
Yeah.
Not even killing them, so...
Yeah, there's no consequences. You can apologize, and we'll get over it. McDonald's was famously discriminating against black people, and they put hip-hop in ads, and we go to McDonald's and droves again. It's like this shit never happened. So
that icy orange was fire, nigga. Niggas not stopping.
And that's what these people are saying now. I've heard people say, that, you know, now, I'm not talking about Kev on stage, because that's a comedy bit, but I heard my boy, he interviewed his two daughters, and asked them about this. And first of all, they said what all these young millennials say. It's not the same for us. We don't trip off of that. So, I could see where it happened. I think they messed up. But I don't think it was racist intentionally. And does this mean you'll stop shopping there? I don't know. I don't think so. Because they got nice stuff. And that's what's going to happen. The niggas who are not going to shop there are niggas like me who are too fat to wear their clothes anyway. Go ahead.
I never heard of this... place. Well, I mean, I saw it, but I've never been in it, so, you know.
It's cheap clothes.
Oh.
I mean, not say cheap, but inexpensive, cheap price, trendy stuff.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but yeah, so I'm not gonna shop there, but I also didn't shop there before, so I didn't move the margin. Let's make up some numbers, because I'm good at that. So let's say that out of their customer base is 70% white, 30% black. Let's just go with that across the board.
Yeah.
Out of the 70% white, you might lose 15%. Lose 15%.
Yeah,
and 10, I think I'm being generous. Yeah, I think I'm being hella generous with that. Out of the black people shop there, you might lose 10 or 15%. Because black people, we don't stand for a cause for shit. Yeah. But you're going to pick up another 60% of white people. Their sales are probably high as fuck today because they're tired of hearing sensitive black people in the news. So I'm going to go buy 70 H&M shirts for $4 because I can. And we're going to help their sales because black people are just too sensitive nowadays.
Yep.
That's and a calculated guess.
And they're running a sale on their site right now, like 80% off or some shit like that.
Of course they are. The Papa John's did the same shit. Papa John retired. He didn't get fired, people. It's a golden balloon. That motherfucker probably is rich as shit. He retired.
Still on the board.
Still on the board. He's not the face anymore. He's still on the board. And they started doing buy one pizza, get one pizza free. You give some people some a little caveat. Take this little nugget with you. And we get over it. Black people are the same. Horribly the same. So, yeah, it ain't going to move the meter. What did you think about this shit?
Oh, man. Hold on.
It's hard to do.
Hold on, what was just... Oh, talking about the H&M thing? Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I fucking had a brain fart right there. I mean, I just... It didn't really bother me, I'll be honest. I think all the shirts were a bad choice because if you had a black boy in I Survived the Jungle, it would have been a problem. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like... The shirts was wildly problematic. Who were they made for? So you were trying to offend, like you saying, so right, it does look like a little publicity stunt because, you know, there's no such thing as bad press anymore. None.
Especially when you're talking to black people.
I mean, like you said, black people are, everybody disrespects black people and it doesn't bother anything. Imus said something about niggas, he got money. Anybody, you disrespect niggas, you come up. Your boy from Seinfeld went on a nigga rant. They didn't bury this nigga. You know what I'm saying? They still let this nigga come around and shit. You know what I'm saying? They you know, so it's not, like you said, there's no fucking consequence.
There's no consequence at all, bro.
You're right, so either way, like you said, they knew what they was doing, because there's no way, like you said, they got through five sets of eyes and nobody said, hey man, this might be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
now here's the other part where it's fucked up, because so from that story we heard your boy Diddy say that he's gonna offer $1 million modeling contract to the boy. I don't know what that helps. Like, okay, good for you, Diddy. The flip side is that his mom has posted since then, the boy's mom. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't have an issue. I don't think like that. So for me, this wasn't a problem.
Exactly. She's like,
you're not fixing shit. You're not, by giving this boy a modeling contract, you're not fixing shit. His mom is still broken. His mom still doesn't give a fuck. It's a grown ass woman who obviously knows better. And she just said, I don't think that way. Nigga, what? You said mom. So you're not from the States. She's like in England or some shit.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. This shit is just...
Over there, man, I just like, you know, that's why I say it got uppercase B and lowercase B. See what I'm saying? That lets you know right there. Niggas from America, we uppercase B black. Niggas over there, lowercase B black. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? Because uppercase B black care about that shit, lowercase B don't.
You ever had an opportunity to talk to a black person that's never been to the States?
Not in face to face, like online and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But have a conversation. Like, we're talking real time, not texting back and forth.
Oh, real time conversation. On Xbox Live, that was about it.
But were y'all talking or were y'all gaming?
Well, gaming and talking was in a little party together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
The reason I'm asking that way is because I talked to a dude that used to do hip hop. He's from Africa. He lives in Sweden. He's never been to the States. And he literally didn't understand racism. He didn't understand the vitriol that white people have towards black people here. So when I'm telling him, like, yo, the KKK was a thing, he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, they were hanging and killing black people because they're black. And he's like, but I don't understand. Like, over here, people look at you funny or may treat you differently because you're black, but they're not killing you. I don't get it. And I was like, nigga, that's what happens. Yes, that's part of the history. And he didn't understand Jim Crow laws, sunset. He didn't understand any of that shit. And I say that he's not the exception because the motherfucker did hip hop. So you get the culture.
Yeah.
And you accept a certain type of racism over there that you don't get over here. This shit over here is a whole different beast. So I can see where old girl is like, I don't think that way. But throwing her $1 million for her son to model ain't fixing shit.
Mm.
It's just making you feel good. Just like voting. It makes you feel better. It's not fixing a fucking thing. It's not. You saw the dude, the Kansas representative talking that shit, didn't you?
Oh my god.
It's like somebody voted him in office.
This motherfucker said the reason why drugs were outlawed because the African Americans couldn't handle them. Like, what?
This is the same propaganda that they used when they started outlawing opiates. That's the exact propaganda. That's the exact propaganda. They said that it made black people feel like they were God-fearing white people. It turned blacks and Mexicans into super Negroes, and they raped white women. It's the same propaganda they used. It's the same shit, and we're hearing it in 2018.
Because every time I spark up a blunt, I want to go rape a white woman.
Of course you do, and you think you're a God-fearing white man when you smoke up that weed, bro.
Yes,
the weed.
Had your white women when I'm on the weed.
When I'm on the weed, I can't help where my dick goes. The weed. I'm like, come on, bro.
Just want to go hunt down an old pasty white woman
and jam my Negroid penis inside her. Yes, that's sir. What I want to do. That's, and this shit is crazy to me. But y'all keep voting, man. That's all I can say. Keep voting. That president y'all elected is doing a great job. Appreciate you, Queen, and millions. We appreciate you for stopping by and dealing with our bullshit. So let's get into these lists. Now, the way that I want to do the list, because I don't have the numbers and options in front of me, is I'm going to cheat off of your list.
Okay.
So, like, I'll give you my top one, because I can give you a one for each of these categories, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can give you five. I'm not that, what's the word I'm looking for? Agile on this topic. Does that work?
Yeah.
So, let's go with the one that gets us a check. The top five albums of 2017.
So, sorry. Offhand,
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, offhand, I would think of Damn. I would think of, didn't your boy Drake drop an album this year? That let you know how more much life. I think of that album.
More Life.
Yeah, the playlist. Yes. We got Rhapsody. We got Vic Mensa. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. I think Joyner Lucas came out with an album, but I can't remember if that's a mixtape or if it was an actual album. Davies' album was last year. So this is 2017. This was 2016. That's all I can think of right now. If we're talking, because I'm thinking of rap specifically.
Yeah. Your top five albums. All right, these your top five. It could be whatever five albums. You thought it ain't got to be a music, man. As long as it's music, it can be. Well, it can even be jazz. You know, if you on the other life shit, man, you be listening to that bebop shit when you get in the car. No worries at all.
Now, I really hate that. My wife puts jazz on in the car. Like when she's driving, she gets the radio. Pisses me off. I do not like driving to jazz at all.
That shit had your mind racing, man. That's the only thing I don't like about it, man. Because it just had my mind. Because the music be like telling the story. And so your mind just be racing, and that's why I can't handle it, man. Especially if I've been smoking. Oh, no, I can listen to jazz.
I can do R&B, and I can do hip-hop in the car, but don't give me that. I do not want to hear jazz in the fucking car.
So my wife play gospel in the car sometimes, so all right.
Oh, yes, that's a fucking L, bro.
That Molly music album, that Molly, I didn't hear that album so many motherfucking times.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. So I would probably say my album of 2017, if we're talking any album, would be 112. So 112, the Q Mike Slim Duran album, amazing. That's an amazing album. Number two would probably be Her. I think that album is amazing. Number three would be Rhapsody. Number four would probably be Kendrick Lamar. And when did J. Cole's album come out?
We're going to have to include J. Cole because it came out December of 2016. So we don't, or we do? We are. I'm including J. Cole.
So then I got to move J. Cole up. J. Cole probably, yeah, I guess J. Cole moves up one slot. So at 5-1, it's Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Rhapsody, Her, 112.
Solid.
And that was off the cuff. So, you know, slander me if you want to in the comments. But that's what I got. Now, the reason I said I wanted to piggyback off Germ's list is because I'm positive that he's going to name three albums that I didn't think about that'll make me need to juggle my list. But what are your five?
I'm going to go J. Cole, of course. I'm going to go Kendrick Lamar's Damn. I'm going to go Sahara Prince, No Dope on Sundays. I'm gonna go Rhapsody's album, mm-hmm. and then see, this is where it gets tough because I like Jay-Z's album, but it just didn't have that replay value,
right?
And you know what I'm saying, I like Drake's album, even though people gave me a hard time about the playlist. You know what I'm saying, it was solid. I only took like 3-4 songs off of it, you know what I'm saying, so that was solid. So you got More Life, 444, these are my, like, that 2 Chainz album was nice to me.
These all fighting for the 5 spot.
Yeah, these are all fighting for the 5, you know what I'm saying.
Crit,
I didn't like, I ain't listen to that yet, I'm be honest, man. I couldn't, I could, I started it, it was so boring, I turned it off, you know what I'm saying. Damn. So I'm gonna try to listen to it, like I'm gonna force myself to listen to Crit. So you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna listen to it. So I didn't need, he's not on my list. But yeah, those are all fighting for my 5.
I can't be mad with that. You know, 2017 was interesting for me, but I don't remember a lot of the music because the albums that I just mentioned, I listened to so many times. A lot of shit just didn't get a chance to play. So when I listen to the music, I don't listen to music at home. I don't know how many, like, I don't live in New York. So when I'm at home, I watch TV or I play the game. I'm not sitting at home listening to music. It seems like New Yorkers just listen to music all day. I listen to music in the
city. And you ever looked outside of New York, man? Look outside, man. You listen to music all day too, just to escape that bullshit that you live in, man. Your little fucking small ass apartment that's infested with rats and roaches. And then you know what I'm saying? You gotta share a bathroom with everybody on your hallway, man. You live Jesus in a fucking Christ. Building, you piss. Then outside ain't nothing but bums and despair. And you know what I'm saying? You pay up fucking $15 for a pack of Newports. You know, your weed is shitty. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to live in a place like that, man. You listen to music all day, too. Sorry.
Wow, I guess, well, we're not getting any sponsors from New York. Shout out to Revolt. Jesus Christ.
Hey, man.
I listen to music in the car, and I listen to music in the gym. That's pretty much it. So I don't, you know, being on the music website, that's why this is a comedy podcast. I don't listen to a lot of fucking music. I've heard other albums. There's, you know, Talib dropped an album last year. T-Pain dropped another album last year. Y'all know I'm crazy about T-Pain's music. I just wasn't feeling those albums like I did those 5. I think Ace Hood dropped an album last year too. And I love Ace Hood's music too, but that shit wasn't dope either.
Mm.
So it is what it is, man. That'll get us our check, I think. Top 5 TV shows of 2017. I gotta admit, not having cable in the house has ruined this category for me. The shit that I watch is just the normal shit that I watch. I guess if we gotta talk top 5 TV shows, Power fell off, but it's gotta be in the top 5.
Power is in the top 5. Game of Thrones is in the
Game top. Game of Thrones is probably number 1. But I don't, like, I, what else?
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Was that last year? Yeah, yes. Atlanta would be number 1. For me, Atlanta would be number 1.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's necessarily a better show than Game of Thrones, but it hit home for me better than Game of Thrones did. So yeah, that would be number 1. Game of Thrones would be number 2. Number 3 is maybe Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul is definitely on the list.
And then we got Power. And what show am I missing?
Friday Night Tights?
Nah.
What?
I didn't. So I'm thinking of Steel City. If we're saying that those are the same show, Steel City ruined it for me.
You didn't like Steel City, so all right?
No, that shit was fake.
How is it fake?
We discussed this. We discussed who was winning, the storylines and shit. I don't like Steel City. But I like the regular like types better. Sorry, I got that part wrong. I'm used to getting shit wrong. For me, Friday Night Tights wasn't it. But what's the other show that Power is supposed to be the knockoff of? It's Power and this other show.
It's my Empire?
Nah, it's not Empire. There's another show like Power that I can't think of right now. It'll come to me. What's your 5? Because I can't think of 5.
Let's see. I'm going to go with, like you said, we got to have Thrones on there. We got to have Power. We got to have, what else we just said? Because I agree with you on that one.
Atlanta,
that's 4. Right. And 5 would be, for me, what show did I really enjoy this year? Something came. I'm gonna go with Black Mirror, man. No. Black Mirror just came out. No, that came out 18. Never mind. That's not a. Let's see. Something came out. The Punisher. I'm going to Punisher.
Oh, so then we got to put Luke Cage in there, right?
Oh fuck, we got to put Luke Cage in there.
So if I got to put Luke Cage and Punisher because both of them would make it, then I got to get rid of Better Call Saul.
I got to get rid of Better Call Saul. Yeah.
So then we got Punisher.
I got to put Better Call Saul back on there. I get rid of Power.
Ooh, because Power ended like shit.
Yeah, Power ended like a motherfucking piece of shit, man. Like
the last two or three episodes was trash, B.
I will bump Power and throw in, yeah.
I give you that. I give you both of that. I will go Punisher, Luke Cage. So 5-4. What's the third one?
But I would put Power over the Punisher, but I've got to put Luke Cage in there. So if I got to bump out, I got to take Power out and put in Luke Cage right there. Because I got to keep in Better Call Saul. I got to keep in Atlanta. I got to keep in Game of Thrones. And I got to keep in...
We're doing horrible at this.
Huh?
We're doing horrible at this, by the way.
No, we're not, man.
this is bad. This is bad. Atlanta, Game of Thrones, Better Call Saul, Power... Punisher.
No, Luke Cage.
No, I'm just giving the ones that we said so far.
Okay. Yeah.
So Better Call Saul gets cut.
It was a lot of good shit on this year.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly, man. It was
and
a
you
lot
said
of
Tykes? Shit. You putting Tykes in there, right?
But there's other shit that was better than that, man. I that was my favorite. You know, I love that shit. Because I watch so much TV, man. This is. It's a tough one.
Yeah, because I get into it. I watch the same shit. So I'm watching wrestling. I'm watching ESPN. That's the bulk of my TV watching. Like, I don't even need the shit no more because that's pretty much all I watch. And then the domestic shit, you know, HGTV and shit like that. So those don't count. Like, those are pastimes that I watch, but those aren't. Blackish. So Blackish would be in there for me. I forgot about Blackish. So now my list gets really complicated.
See?
Atlanta, Game of Thrones, Blackish, Luke Cage, Punisher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm cool with that. That works for me. What's your five?
So my final five, I'm going Game of Thrones, Atlanta, Better Call Saul,
yep.
Luke Cage, and my god,
it's got to be Punisher.
It's not the Punisher. It can't be the Punisher. I'm trying to think, going by everything. Fuck it, I'm gonna say Power.
Wow, Power on it. It was 10 episodes and 3 of them were shitty, so 7 episodes.
I'm stick with that just because, you know, for the culture, man. For the culture.
We got so invested by Power. By like episode 3, it started going ridiculously fast. By episode 5, we was like, this is some bullshit. And then episode 6 through whatever the last one was like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
It broke down. Like, I don't know that I'm going to come back and watch again. It finished that bad to me. Because what else is there for you to do?
Yeah.
It's just terrible. Game of Thrones ain't coming back to 2019 now.
Jesus Christ.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Fuck y'all. That's
2019?
Like, you'll have to go back and watch the last season to catch up.
Nigga, you can watch the whole fucking series again. Like,
2 years, bruh. 2 years. That's some bullshit. Top 5 rappers of 2017. Again, this is going to be a real foggy ass list, but I guess you got to go with K-Dot, Rhapsody, J. Cole.
Your top 5. All right.
So those got to be, those 3 aren't on your top 5 list? All 3 of those albums in your top 5s?
Okay, I'm just saying.
So those are going to be there. Then who's the other two? I don't fucking know 2 other rappers that I give a shit about that would be on my top 5 list. I only had 3 rap albums on my list.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got Cole, of course, Kendrick. Yep. Yep. I'm gonna throw Rapsy in there. I'm gonna throw Jay-Z in there. Mm. And number five would probably be
it feels weird still saying Jay-Z.
I'm about to say Drake, man.
You really like that album, huh?
I mean, Drake is a boss. He does what he does. He runs easy, you know what I'm saying? You got respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, Drake, like, I would have threw Rick Ross in there, but it was just like, but Ross, he just, you know, he did like to stay, like, he never, like, he didn't go too high, he didn't drop too low, he probably stayed steady. Like, that's one thing about Ross, he's steady. So that's why he didn't make the five. Ross would be in the top, like, if I had to expand it to, like, eight, I had Ross in there. You know what I'm saying? You know, seven, eight, Ross would be in there. But five, nah. I got to go with that five right there. That's a tough. What about five.
Chains? Chains of Future.
Future dropped off. You know what I'm saying? Chains came up. Chains, like I said, if I had to do it about 9, 10, Chains would be in there. Chains definitely top 10.
I give you that. Maybe Odyssey would be in my top four. Odyssey's a dope rapper. That's some backpack shit. I guess you're probably not up on Odyssey. Not saying that like some elitist shit. You're not up on that. I mean, like, you probably haven't really fucked with Odyssey like that. Odyssey's dope. I don't know. Maybe Action Bronson. I guess I'm. Nah, I would go with Joyner Lucas. I really got hip to Joyner shit, and so my problem with putting him on the 2017 list is I don't know how much of that shit came out in 2017. Mm-hmm. But I would guess Joyner Lucas. I would love to say Big Boy, but Boomerverse wasn't that dope. And I'm one of the people that always, when y'all say three stacks, I say Big Boy.
I mean, Big Boy Nice. I just can't get into new Big Boy music. It seems like he does too much.
I agree with that.
It's just too much going on. Like, you don't have to have all that sound in the song. You don't have to have all that, like, you know what I'm saying? And you just doing, yeah, okay, we got it. You like a lot of a wide range of music, but you throwing it all together like that doesn't sound good. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know. But you're a legend. It's not taken away from your legendary status. It's just that your ear for music is horrible.
Maybe so. His ear for putting together music is what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, man. Big Sean didn't make your list.
Hell no, man. No, man. I don't get the Big Sean. Big Sean is corny as a motherfucker, man. Corny motherfucker. Corny.
No. Did Amigos make the list? I mean. How does that work? It's three of them, so.
I mean, they had a good year. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Individually for different reasons. Yeah. But, you know, not, you know what I'm saying? Quavo, he did it on the hooks and, you know what I'm saying, with the ad libs, you know, Offset. He did it with the, you know, getting with Cardi B. And then, you know, Takeoff got it for, you know, just not doing anything. So, you know, it just.
Damn. Yeah, I don't, you know, it's a weird category for me, but that's what I got.
Yeah.
Rhapsody, K-Dot, J. Cole, Joyner Lucas, and Odyssey.
Yeah, probably and I had Jay-Z, J. Cole, Kendrick, Rhapsody, and Drizzy Drake.
You make me feel bad for not putting Jay-Z.
I'm not, I mean, we know you hate Jay-Z. That's why you
okay, would be that's
hate Jay-Z.
I don't hate Jay-Z.
I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there because you have not said you like Jay-Z, and BZ do not like that shit.
I do like Jay-Z. I just don't think he's got four classics.
Wow!
Like, I think they gave him four classics when we were talking about it before. They gave him two past 2007.
Whoa!
Ain't that what we said in the chat?
Two past 2007.
Yes, they said American Gangster was a classic. And they said Game of Thrones, Watch the Throne was a classic.
What?
And then I think both of them said American Gangster. I think B-Eazy said, was it 444? He might not have said 44.
He said 444, yeah.
And then GQ said Watch the Throne. Well, so if GQ, you're giving them those classics.
No, come on now.
Stop, that's their opinions, man. And then we all agree the Black Album is classic.
Black Album, Blueprint,
You like Volume 2, right?
Volume 2 is definitely a classic.
I don't disagree with that. So Volume 2.
Then they say you got, they say Reasonable Doubts. That's a classic. So you got Reasonable Doubts, Volume 2.
The Black Album, The Blueprint.
Blueprint, Black Album, American Gangster. That's five. You know what I'm saying? 444, that's six.
I go with four. I'll top out at four. I can't do five or six.
I got six right there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think American Gangster is classic.
I mean,
I would give you the Black Album. I'll give you the Blueprint. I'm still shaking Reasonable Doubt. I think everybody else thinks that's a classic album, but that first one is forgettable for me. Sorry. It's forgettable for me. He got some good cuts on there. I wouldn't call that a classic. Volume 2, absolutely classic. And then, so is that four?
I mean, you know, I got a Dynasty album. That's one I got.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you got. So you giving them six, seven. You giving them seven.
I'm giving about, okay, so, you know, we got the like you said, Reasonable Doubt's Volume 2, Dynasty album, Blueprint, Black album, American Gangster, and that's where it's, that ends with me.
God damn.
I mean, so everybody say 444 classic, but I'm just like, I mean,
When was the last time you listened to that album? On purpose.
When I was traveling, like New Year's Eve.
Okay, well, so you think highly of it, you just don't think it's classic.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm gonna tell you, man, Jay-Z, the last verse in Bam, that nigga was spitting. The little hairlines, nigga.
I don't remember, dog. I haven't listened to the album since release. I give it release month. I haven't listened to the album since release month.
Damn.
So, you know, I can't get out on that. But I hear you. I'm just saying, it feels bad in 2018 both ways. It feels bad and weird to say in 2018, well, 2017, that Jay-Z is still a top five rapper. But it also feels bad to not say in 2017, Jay-Z's not a top five rapper when he dropped an album that year. Like, it feels weird, so I don't know where to go with that one. If they drop right now, out of those top five, which album are you buying first? You only got the $10 and change to buy one album, and you have to buy one.
J. Cole.
All right, man. I guess that was, like, I set myself up for that.
Yeah. Cold is nigga out right now, man.
Yeah, like, that was the answer. I get it. Yeah, I guess so. So, why you put this on here to appease me, I guess. The top five shoes of 2017.
Yeah, your top five kicks of 2017, man.
So, my top five wasn't all shoes that I picked up in 2017, though.
Just the whatever shoes came out 2017 that you like, all right, man.
I don't have them all, I don't think.
Okay, what you picked, your five favorite, then whatever's all right. You might didn't get them, one of them, but you were just like, they came out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just...
Can I just give my one?
You can just do your one, all right.
Just the one would be the black and blue Jordan 1s.
Black and blue,
I don't think Jordan. You like that shoe. I don't think you like that shoe. Like, you like the red and black ones, but I don't think you like the black and blues.
I don't like black and blue together.
See, so there you go. That's probably my Duke, number one shoe.
Yeah, even with Duke wearing the black and blue jerseys, I hate that shit. I'm like, ugh. I still like black and blue.
Maybe the win like 82-11s would be up there in that top five list. The alternate fours, that's also a black and blue shoe, would probably be up there in that list.
Gatorade sixes is on the list.
Not the Gatorade six. I do have the Gatorade one.
I like the green with some shits fire.
That motherfucker's hard to find, too.
Yeah, I was kind of upset. But I was just like, man, I wanted them shoes. I came into a little money, and I was just like, man, I wanted them.
Stop. Shit's over. You got to pay the up now, $330.
I'm not willing to do that.
I agree. I'm not willing to do that shit either. Maybe the All-Star ones. I think those are really dope. Mine are going to be a bunch of ones. Now that I think about it. The Ying Yang Black ones. The blue and black ones, the fucking All-Star ones, the lemon lime Gatorade ones, and the alternate fours are probably my top five. I like Jordan ones. What do you want me to do about it?
I like Jordan ones. What do you
want? Can't help it. This category I have no input on. Like, when y'all were texting about this, I felt so bad because I couldn't participate. I don't know top five Instagram ladies. I don't follow them like that.
Oh, sorry. Right. Just let's talk to the other nigga that look at girls on Instagram. What top five girls you look at on the gram, my nigga?
You asking me? Who you asking?
Ain't nobody else here. I mean, I'm talking to you.
I don't like, cause I don't know. Like, when I'm on Instagram, it's usually fitness shit.
Okay, so I think Kim Russo on there.
She's, yeah. So Kim Russo, Infinity Fit is another one. I didn't think about this shit because I don't think about it the same as this category.
She just blew a raspberry, my nigga.
I was saying, yeah, like I
blew raspberry. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Anyway.
Is that wrong? Is that what you're not supposed to do?
No. I was just like, that's all right.
I don't know the rules anymore. Does Rihanna count?
Fine. Yes.
Well, then absolutely, Rihanna. End the topic. Rihanna, 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 and Rihanna.
Oh my gosh! All right, you selling out, man. With all the spots, one person. Oh man,
it's Rihanna, bruh.
I mean, think Rihanna is she nice? You know, she moved up. You know, she ain't made my top five. You know what I'm saying?
How the fuck? Okay, who is your top five? They want to hear your top five more than want to hear my top five.
Okay, man, I'm gonna go with Wendy Munoz is in my top five, man. Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, now who is that? I'm looking them up as you talk about. That's what we're gonna do.
I think hers might be like I'm Badder, IMBADDER.
Oh, that's Ravy's girl.
Yes.
Okay, she's in my top five. Go ahead.
Okay, then of course Ravy Loso. She's definitely in the top five. Okay. I'm going to go with Brianna Amore. She's in my top five.
Don't know who that is. I'm going to look it up. What's her gram?
She. You probably can go to Nappy Afro Instagram. She probably in the last five pictures.
That's good. I'm looking right, so I believe this is her because she has
all black. No, she's sitting on the bed with black on.
This ain't her. So let me go to Nappy Afro.
She got black hearts on her nipples.
Oh wow! Let me hurry up and go. All right. So what the fuck? Oh, this is a story. I was about to say, what the hell is this? It's a video. It's a video. Brianna Moore. I see a chick in a black outfit. That can't be her. So it's not the last five. Oh shit. That's she looks familiar though.
Oh, sorry, but I know her, man. With the
nah, not like that. I think I followed her on the ground for like 2 days and then I quit following her.
Okay.
Alright, she wouldn't be my top five. She's nice, she wouldn't be my top five, but go ahead.
Okay, so that's what? 1, 2, 3.
That's three.
That's three? That's only three? Oh, okay, so I got two more for you. This is where it gets a little murky at. This is where, you know, this is where it starts going personal. I'm gonna go with, I'm trying to go by be very technical. I'm going by likes.
how many of their pictures you liked, or
yes, how many, like how much, like, you know what I'm saying? Because that way I can be very honest. Who do I see a lot of in here? So, a lot of Ravy. Oh, Tabria Majors. Oh my gosh.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so I can agree with all three of those.
Okay, you got Tabria Majors. That's four. And lastly, I'm going to go with... I want to do it right now. I want to do it right. I'm going to go with Lyrical Lore, man. Number five, man. Number five, baby, man.
So Lyrical Lore is fine. Just like Lola. What's Lola's name?
Lola
Monroe. Lola Monroe, is that her name? Both fine. But I feel like, how old is Galore? How old is Lyra?
She's probably about 24, 25.
They just... I know Lola Monroe, whatever fuck her name was, she's like 21, and I had to cut that shit off. I was like, I can't do that.
Oh, you talk about the girl with the afro.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, nah.
She was like 19, 20, bro.
Yeah, I was like, that shit is wrong. When I found her age, I had to unfollow. I was like, that shit just don't feel right. Lyra's young as shit, too. I don't know how old Ravy is. I don't ever want to know. Don't ever, if you ever find out, don't tell me. All right?
I'm about to tell you.
Don't do it. So, Ravy's number one. For me, Winnie's number two. Number three, Tabria. Actually, Tabria before Winnie. So, mm-hmm. Ravy, Tabria, Winnie. And then some fitness chicks. Two fitness chicks. That's all I got.
That's what's up. Well, that's I got Ravy one. I'm going to go with... man. I have to go with Winnie number two. Brianna three. No, Brianna two. Winnie three. No, yeah, whatever. Two, three. They can interchange themselves. Mm-hmm. Four. I'm going to go with Tabria. And five... Am I missing somebody?
Probably, but I can't keep up.
Yeah. Wild card, man. I'm going to go with... here go my top five right here. Yeah, and that's it, man. Oh,
yeah. Lyrical Lore, yeah. Yeah, you didn't do your top five shoes.
Oh, man. Oh, my top five shoes, man. Look... We have to go since just to close out the girls. We got our top five of the girls, but my top five shoes was 2017. The Brooks Ghost 10 were my number one shoe. That changed my life. You know what I'm saying? That changed my motherfucking life. So I really only got one shoe to shout out in 2017 because that was the only pair of shoes I bought in 2017.
But okay, but 10, that's not true. That's not true.
What are you talking about?
You put up pictures that you bought on Instagram. You had a little money or some shit. You bought some shoes. I think you bought the alternate fours.
They weren't for me. They were for my son.
No, man. Your son bought some other shoes. It was one pair of shoes that you bought. It was some Jordans.
I bought him. No. What alternate fours? Oh, it's all right, man.
The black fours. With blue on them that you don't like.
That's why I told you to wear my shoes, man.
It was another Jordan that you bought. Your son bought some shoes. Man, I had to go back and check the receipts. I know it was a Jordan that you bought because I was like, damn, you spent some money. He was like,
some of the motorsports?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, that also has black and blue.
Yeah,
there's two black and blue motorsports. The white one is the motorsport. The four is the alternate that's black. They're both black and blue.
That's the one he bought, the alternate. Them are not mine. Sorry, I did not. I bought them, but I didn't. They're not mine. I didn't buy the shoes. All right.
God damn it, Jerm.
I'm telling you, man, I only bought one pair of shoes and shit, man. The fucking Ghost 10s, man. They fucking changed my life, man.
Y'all go look up Brooks. 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 And look at the Ghost 10 that Jerm had. Man. That's his number one shoe, man. He said it saved his back. He's good now.
I'm trying to get Saul Wright to get a pair just to walk around in. Saul Wright, if I get Saul Wright a pair of these shoes and send them to him, he's not going to wear them. He's going to talk shit about them. And then, but when he ever wear them, he'll be like, man, Jerm Wright, man, these motherfuckers comfortable as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm telling you, man, your back will instantly stop hurting, Saul Wright.
Save your money, man.
I'm trying to save you money.
All right. So we back with TV talk, man. You know, Jerm been holding it down with the queen. She don't watch the same trash that we watch. Right now, the trash of topic and conversation is TV talk with Black Ink. We're what, three episodes in now?
304, something like that. Yeah.
So I think it comes on tonight, so we'll have missed that one. We're talking about it now. What do you think about the show? Like, this is our fifth or sixth season of some shit. What do you think about the show now?
Like I said, that just ruined it for us when she went on the Breakfast Club interview and exposed some. Back, you know, the behind the scenes shit. So she kind of like, you know, made me side eye a lot of situations on the show. That, I mean, I know it was reality TV, so I knew everything wasn't real, but still, you know what I'm saying? Some of the shit is just like, you know, because I knew it, like when I looked at Buddy's little apartment when his dad came and visited him, I knew that shit was an Airbnb. I was like, God damn it. They don't look like his house. Like, you're an artist. Like, your house wouldn't look like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so a lot of shit. you know what I'm saying, the, you know, male living in the fucking RV, which is like, come on now. For you got three cameramen up in this motherfucker, like, come on, you're not living in this motherfucker, man. Come on.
You know. It was just random too. Like, you owe $10,000, you got to pay back. So you rent out your house and go buy an RV. Why not pay the government with the money you spend on the RV?
Exactly. They was renting out their apartment. Like,
right, they subleased their apartment, but you went and bought an RV. How does that work? And how long are you going to rent out an apartment that's going to pay back $10,000? I know New York rent is high, but you have to be in this RV for at least 6 months, right?
At least 6 months, at least a year. Shit.
Well, I mean, New York rent is going to be $1,500 to $2,000.
You owe 30 grand.
Oh, was it 30 grand? That's right. It was 30 grand. I'm thinking 10.
Yeah.
She owed 30 grand. Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid. So, I agree with you. Some of the shit, some of the newness is worn off.
Hey, but let's be real. Did Donna do that tattoo? The fucking flowers on
okay, that mother- I don't know. You talking about the blackout?
Yeah, they had the two red rose, the black rose with the red rose coming out of it. Did Donna do that tattoo or not? I don't think that was Donna's work, not because if from what Donna had been doing this year, there's no way Donna did those flowers. I'm not believing it, not buying it at all.
So sorry. You think the flowers are too nice?
Bruh, that was for Donna's work. Yeah, it was too nice for Donna. Because when she did the cover up on a girl, that was trash. What other tattoo Donna did? I was just like,
but it was flowers coming out of black mass. It was a big black cover up, and then some flowers came out.
Yeah. So, but I just like, but it was too good for Donna. That's all I'm saying.
Damn. Damn. And that's your boo.
Great tattoo, just too good for Donna.
And that's your boo.
Yeah. I mean, Donna, she was looking cute a couple times. She didn't call me looking. I done caught her looking cute a couple times this year.
Stop it. There's nothing left on that show. There's nothing left on that show. Stop it. There's nothing left on the show.
Male cute in a crazy kind of way. Let's see. Donna cute.
No, she's not.
Sometimes Donna's attractive. Sky's not attractive at all. I got into an argument on Instagram with somebody, and I was just like, you know, she's just not attracted to me. Why are you following her? I'm not following her. Like, this picture came up on the Explore page. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like, there you go. I think I've gotten to the point, and I may have said this already, but I've gotten to the point where I don't like anybody on the show.
Damn.
I don't like anybody. Like, I don't like anybody's personality. I don't like what they're doing. I'm happy to see some people aren't back. Oh, shit's not back. The way Mel talks about it, because I do follow Mel on Instagram, the way she talks about it, I don't think she's part of the show anymore.
Mm.
So I don't know what episodes they got left, but it sounds like she literally left the shop and she's doing her own tattoo shop with her husband.
Mm.
I used to think Sky was dope, but the more I see about Sky, I don't like it.
Mm.
And again, this is, we're talking about some people that are on TV for us to talk about them being on TV, right?
So yeah, exactly. For we don't know the people.
Yeah, we're talking about the characters, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know that the people gonna come hating, and you know, yeah, really? Y'all motherfuckers sitting at home, what y'all doing? We ain't doing shit. Yeah.
You broke though.
You're right. And you're right. Now what? We're still not shooting a TV show. So it just kind of, it's all fucked up to me. I guess I'm happy for Young Bae because she got a dude by her side and that's trying to work out. But I feel like that's what I was about to say. Like, I feel like it's going to fail horribly in front of everybody because her baggage is so crazy.
I mean, like, so much.
Even for a reality show, like, God damn, she can't even like the motherfucker the good before she feels some kind of way about something.
Because my father, he used to try to murder me when I was 8 years old, and one day I came home from school, my father had a knife in my neck, and I was like, whoa.
Right, we just casually talk about this shit on the show? Is this real? Let us know, Duchess, is this shit real? Because goddamn. Hearing Duchess say that she never went for half of Caesar's shit, that she turned down a spinoff show, and that she's basically just trying to be left alone, after seeing them. What's the situation with her and Sky to where she had the interview in her shop with Sky's son. Like, that, I don't feel like they answered that. Because that episode happened after the
like Breakfast Club. Like I said, they came to me. They came to me. I ain't get nothing off this.
But why would you do it? But why would you do it?
Exactly. Like, why would you want to be involved in it? Like, they could have had this in this interview anywhere. They could have had it at TGI Fridays. They could have had it at a McDonald's. They could have had it anywhere. They could have had it at a conference, at a hotel room. Why at your shop? So you can't tell me you're not involved if it's at your shop.
It just seems so random. I was like, what the fuck? I don't even understand. Like, why is she? Why would she be mad at Sky anyway?
Yeah.
Your problem was with season cheating, apparently. That's what we thought it was. But I don't know.
Season fucking Scott. Let's be real.
So I guess we got to talk about that. They call each other bro. They call each other bro and sis.
Man, come on, man. Man, stop it, Saray. Come on, Saray.
So that's not just a friendly platonic relationship?
No, it's not at all. They're fucking.
Why can't a man and a woman just be friends?
A man and a woman can't be friends if you've seen her titties.
So once you see the titties, once you see the nipples, it's over.
Hey, once I've seen you naked, we're not friends no more. Friends is out the window.
You gotta fuck at that point?
We either gotta fuck or we can't hang around no more.
What if you see him on the internet?
Nah, that's
like, what if she take a picture and send it to you?
Oh, then we're not friends no more.
Damn. Okay, so what if the picture wasn't intended for you, but you got to see it? So she took the picture for a nigga she was messing with.
Oh, no, that's we still friends.
But if she takes a picture for you.
Oh, yeah, we're not friends no more. We've elevated.
Damn. If she don't, what if she thinks you're non-threatening, so she'll show you anything?
Then she must don't know that I am threatening.
Because I've been in a situation where a friend has changed in front of me. Like, wow. You ain't going to do shit, nigga.
Wow. Like, I mean, if you're unattractive to me and we're friends, I mean, if I could be friends with you if you're unattractive to me. Like, if there's something about you that I'm not attracted to, and it just, like, I could be friends with you then. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, then it don't matter. But if you're attractive to me and we're friends and I've seen you naked, oh, we're not friends no more.
Other than Black Ink, I don't really think I'm watching too much shit that you're watching. I'm watching my same usual shows. But Black Ink, for me, I don't know that I'm going to make it all the way through the season. I saw Donna got into another fight. I can't. It's the same shit every season. It's the same fucking shit. She maced a bitch? How do you have mace in your pussy?
Hey, man. Hey, hey. That's when you out there living that life.
Bruh. I can't do it no more. And she's a big motherfucker, ain't she?
Yeah, she got some size on. She at least about 215, 220.
But she's also like 5'10".
Oh, Donna that tall?
She looked like it. She's tall. She's the tallest one in the shop. She's taller than everybody there except maybe Ted. And that's only because I can't remember the last time they were standing next to each other. But she's taller than everybody else in the shop.
Damn.
And I don't know if that's good for Donna or bad for the shop. Like, if she's 5'5", what the rest of y'all, what are y'all niggas doing, B?
You know, them RC niggas be little anyway, man.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through the season, though. I know that shit. Are you watching The Chi?
I'm going to watch it when we, I was going to watch the episode. I think it's two episodes out now.
Yeah, so, it's two episodes out, and this is killing me. This is why I wish Netflix would have got The Chi, because I would rather just binge
watch. I like week-to-week shit, man. I've been spoiled now with the binge, man.
Damn, this shit's bad.
So that's why I might let this one build up, people. I'm not even going to lie to you. I might let it build up, and then I go in and watch them all like that, because I can't do week-to-week. Like, certain shows, I reserve my week-to-week for certain shows, and, you know.
When it's a non-linear story, week-to-week is fine.
Yeah,
but when it's a linear progression, I can't do that shit, bro. It pisses me off. I can watch Blackish week to week. I can't watch Power week to week.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy. But I will say that it's a good show. And okay. I will say, for all the people that I've heard say that it's like The Wire, it's a little early to say that.
Mm.
But it's still a good show. It's still worth checking out. And I'm interested to see how they tie up these stories that they got going on. So we won't talk about that one because Jeremy's going to binge it. I'm probably going to fall back and binge it myself because I can't do the week-to-week shit.
Started watching Greenleaf too, man.
So that's the one on OWN?
I don't know what channel come on. It's on Netflix, so I'm watching on Netflix. So me and the wife started watching Greenleaf. You know, that's something, you know, that's one of them shows you watch with your old lady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's domesticated family drama.
Yeah, slightly little religion in it. You know what I'm saying? You know, they hit all the black hot topics. You know what I'm saying? Last episode we watched, they was hiring a new choir director. And he disclosed that he was gay. And, you know, and that was the big storyline. You know, the
because gay of choir. Course he is. Of course he is. That's how it goes.
Yeah, they was like, what about the last choir director? Well, he didn't let us know he was gay. Like this one, you know.
Because he's letting us know out the gate.
It's a problem.
Whatever, man.
We thought he was gay, but we didn't ever see him actually be gay.
Right. Then this one, he's out there. So, whatever, man. Y'all motherfuckers are something else.
But, you know, it's one of them funny shows. Oprah. Oh, yeah, it was on Oprah Channel.
Yeah, I thought because it was a response to the Queen Sugar show. Like, it's supposed to be kind of on the same family situational kind of shit as that. Did somebody die in Greenleaf or some shit like that?
It's
the same. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the same shit. So in Queen Sugar, I think the matriarch of the family or the patriarch, I forget which one it was, passed and left them a farm and they got to figure out how to get together and all that shit.
Okay.
It's a decent show, but if you like drama and you like crying and shit like that, watch Queen Sugar.
They say This Is Us pretty good too, so all right.
I heard This Is Us will make you cry a lot. I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, either. Shit, man. I can't watch no shit like this. It's going to make you cry.
Everybody said on the ground, they was like, yo, this shit will make you cry, bro. This Is Us will make you cry.
Hey, let's have a This Is Us challenge. We're going to watch that show. And you got to watch it until it makes you cry. And be honest, like, then, you know what I'm saying? And you got to come back. And you got to.
I already know I'm going to lose this challenge.
Yeah, what episode did you make it to before it made you cry? Like, what episode broke you? So, Fro Nation, you have a challenge this week. We're gonna This Is Us challenge. You watch the show until it makes you cry. You know what I'm saying? So that's what
I'm probably out episode one.
Man. I'm starting. I'm gonna see what happens, man. Shit.
I got you, man. We'll report by next week.
Yeah.
We'll report by next week. I'm pretty sure episode one will take me out. I'm old and sensitive, man. Sometimes I watch shit and I be triggered. And you be like, shit.
Told you, man. One day, man, I was watching SportsCenter, man. It's one of them little feel-good stories about, you know, like the kid that was missing a heart when he was born. And, you know, his liver was born on his elbow. And, you know, he just wanted you know, it'd be one of them stories, like the blind kid playing football. But this one was about the little kid playing basketball. He hit all the threes or something like that. Like, he was the manager of the team. And that one right there, man, I'm talking about, boy, I was just like, that was like a feel-good story, bro. And that shit broke me down, man. And, you know, I don't know, man.
When you get old, man, you just be crying, man. You don't even know what happened.
Told you one day I was going to take some clothes out of the dryer, man. I was overcome with emotion, man. I don't know what happened, man. That shit was crazy, bro. I was just taking clothes out of the dryer. And then, like, 30 seconds later, man,
Nigga, did you say you were taking clothes out the dryer and got overcome with emotions?
Bro, she was.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, look, this getting old as a motherfucker, bro. I tell you. Shit. Man. I know I didn't have those. I think
my 20s, wow, wait till I get to my 30s, man. Jesus Christ.
You stupid as shit. You stupid as shit. Let's get to our Keep It 100, man. What's your Keep It 100 this week, bro?
Oh, man, my Keep It 100 this week, man. Let me see, man. I wrote it down. It's probably not what on your paper.
Right. It's probably different than the one I have.
Yeah. Okay, man. Oscar season has been terrible this year, man.
It's the same.
Usually this time of year, man, we have some great bootlegs out, screeners, movies, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know none of the top movies this year. Like coming into the, you know, you Oscar season, you had some names of movies that they hyped up and made you want to go, you know, get them, have you got them, you know, whether that was going to the actual movies like Rich Ass All Right or download them like Be Easy or, you know what I'm saying, you know, I don't know how GQ Blue, he doesn't own a TV in his house probably, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not excited about Oscar season this year. I don't know what the top movies are. Movies this year have been kind of garbage. Like, I don't, you know, it hasn't been no ho-hum about it. Everybody's waiting for Black Panther. My son even came up to me and was like, I can't wait till Black Panther comes out. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So maybe, you know, like I said, Be Easy, chime in. Short T, chime in. Let us know what movies we need to be. What were the big movies? You know, what I need to be watching, because I like to be in the know when it comes to Oscar season. But I've not heard anything. So if you know anything about the movies, let me know. Drop a comment. You know, your mode of transportation to us is, you know, get it to us.
I'm sure it ain't Bright. God damn it.
Bright was, hey, look. Speaking of Bright, man, Bright wasn't that bad, man.
Fuck out of here, bro. This nigga is the most fake-ass woke doing too much movie of 2017, easily.
It wasn't that bad.
By far. It's too much. It was fake woke, and it was too much.
How was it fake woke?
The whole fairy lives don't matter, the whole racism with the trolls, like that shit, you didn't have to do that.
Well, what do you mean fairy lives don't matter? Because you could just kill a fairy, right?
That's what the nigga said.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the nigga said in the beginning of the movie. Fairy lives don't matter.
Yeah. That's a good problem.
Like, but it's a callback to Black Lives Matter because you're talking about the racism in the movie between the orcs and the regular people. Like, it was just too much. It was too much. It's like acting like we've transcended racism here between blacks and whites, so now we got something else to be racist against. No, this racism is still here. We don't need other ways to talk about it. Fix the shit here. We talk about fairies and orcs and demons. This shit was ridiculous, bruh. This shit was ridiculous.
And magic wands.
And niggas with... Yes. Like, how much fucking abuse can Will Smith take? Was he a superhero?
No, no.
He took way too much damage in a day. Like, what is your pain threshold, nigga?
He was special, though, man, because he could grab the wand, man. Didn't nothing happen to him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was special.
He was a superhero.
What they call him? A bright.
Yeah, he was a bright. Yeah, that he didn't know until he grabbed the wand.
Yeah, both of them were brights. You know what I'm saying? Because that man told him when he's speaking in the language, he was like, "Yo, the one you with is special."
Yeah, it's shit, man. I'm over it. I thought it was a far-fetched, thin-ass movie that's going to be brought back for another series or some shit. Whatever.
Hey, man. It's Will Smith. They're saying that the Netflix movie thing is a threat to the way, you know, we typically watch movies, because if niggas just start dropping movies straight to Netflix, then that's going to kill the movie industry. You know what I'm saying? Because, so they kind of want Bright to fail. You know?
Well, it didn't, because everybody was talking about it. No. I don't know how financially it could fail, because they already have their people that are going to watch. Like, I don't know how many people signed up for Netflix to watch Bright. But if you're paying a monthly subscription to Netflix, which is now up to $11, you're already there. Their audience is captive. So they're going to get their money back, but it may not be because of the movie itself. Like, I don't know how they make money on the streams of a movie when you already have a subscription service.
Yeah.
But the movies killed the movie industry. You charging me fucking $10, $11, $12 to go to a movie for one person? And then
something I saw 20 years ago.
yeah. So now, to balance it out, now we got the extra special seats, and we got, you know, folding lights, and we got all this food service and waiters and waitresses. That's just adding more cost.
Mm.
So now I'm paying $10.50 for the movie ticket, so I can lean back in this chair. But then you got the overpriced ass food. So now it's $30 before I even know for one person.
Hmm.
The movies killed that shit. That said, I still will be getting my Black Panther ticket in advance. I'm gonna do premiere day. I haven't done a premiere at all before.
If it comes out on a Friday, I may go.
Comes out on a Thursday. You can get the early tickets on Thursday night.
Well, I go Friday.
Thursday, February 15th. You can order those tickets now at most places. And you'll need to. One of the Thursday night shows here is already sold out.
Oh, well, that's fine with me. I go on Friday in the daytime, early. Kids go to school. I'll be there with the matinee, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do, but I knew my wife would be livid if I went without her.
She's got to go twice, all right.
Yeah, but the night it comes out is Thursday night, so I got to go Thursday because I got to work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. So, yeah.
So I got to go Thursday. I don't think I'm going to go by myself Friday morning after seeing it with her Thursday. Yeah. I would have rather just gone Thursday at 11 o'clock and been good. But I'll be definitely getting that. Winners and losers this week. Here's your winner. You've got a link. Let me see who your winner is while you tell the people who your winner is.
Well, my winner, man, for relationship goals 2018, my winner is Alante Thomas, man. He's 20 years old. He was convicted of three counts of attempted murder and sentenced to 333 months, or 27 and a quarter years in prison for a rampage in Hennepin County. That's in like Minnesota. He took shots at niggas because they didn't sing happy birthday to his girlfriend. So he got upset nobody was singing happy birthday. So he started shooting at niggas. And wow. That's the kind of love you want right there, ladies. Like, that man will not let nobody disrespect you. He'll do anything for you. He'll do 27, 28 years for you, baby. That's the kind of love I want right there. So if you ain't willing to shoot up niggas because y'all ain't singing happy birthday to me, You ain't the one for me, man. So you my winner, Delonte Thomas. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting GoFundMe for you, man. Get some money on your books, man. Make sure you're eating out there. Make sure you stay good. Get all the juicy loosies you want in the Minnesota prison, in the penal system, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he's my winner.
You got to give the full story so these people get it. So it was a birthday party for him or with the person that was there. I don't know if he was the guest. But the guest of honor they sung happy birthday to. But it wasn't his girlfriend who was on the same day. So it's like they went to B-Eazy's birthday party. But B-Eazy's birthday is the same day as GQ Blue's. And the motherfucker got mad because they didn't sing happy birthday to GQ Blue at B-Eazy's birthday party.
Oh, shit.
Right. So that's one. Number two, two of the people that he shot got 8 gunshot wounds each. Two Jeez. Niggas ate 16 shots. What the fuck was y'all doing while he shot the one nigga? This says handgun. Semi-automatic handgun. Which means that how many is in a clip?
16, 17, depends. Yeah.
So he dumped 8 and turned and dumped another 8? With accuracy, with 100% accuracy is what you're telling me.
Hey man, you gotta love it, bro.
This says two other victims suffered 8 gunshot wounds. All 3 underwent surgery. So this nigga shot y'all and reloaded. What the fuck are y'all doing, man?
And my baby birthday today too, man. Y'all can see now too. Nah, man, this Trisha party. Nah, man, but my baby birthday party. It's Trisha party. Nah, but man, it's my baby birthday too, man. I told her. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, man, why is the problem, man? Why y'all just can't sing? I mean, damn, what's the big thing? Y'all sing the damn 30-second song again. I asked y'all to sing the Stevie Wonder version. I'll take the traditional. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, all right, I'll be right back. When you hear motherfuckers say, I'll be right back, leave.
Yes, sir. Don't be there when they get back. Don't find out if they was real or not. That's how a lot of niggas get it fucked up. When a nigga tell you, be here when I get back. Don't be there. Don't find out.
Mm-mm. That motherfucker left and they kept singing happy birthday and he came back and started popping. And apparently y'all motherfuckers can't run either because he shot 3 of y'all with a semi-automatic handgun and 2 of y'all got shot 8 times. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I was in
the backyard with a fence or some shit like that. It was a massacre.
Yo, this motherfucker, hey, y'all need to sign him up for the military. This motherfucker can shoot. Damn, bro. He shot 2 people 8 times and reloaded somewhere in there. That nigga's good.
Oh, man.
That nigga's good. Here's the craziest part. Thomas calls himself a peacemaker and claimed he had no recollection of the shooting.
Jesus.
Everybody makes mistakes and everybody deserves a second chance. I'm the peacemaker. I'm the one to try to make the best through any situation. I don't recall having a gun. I don't recall shooting anybody. I just hope to get some type of mercy here. That's what the nigga said. This is on the NY Daily News, so this is a real story.
Real story.
Holy shit. Yeah. That motherfucker blacked out. Y'all done seen Happy Birthday? He blacked out and went Super Saiyan on your ass. Who's your... That's your winner? Who the fuck is the winner, loser?
My loser this week, man. It's fucking Skype. Y'all don't understand the bullshit we went through to get this episode to y'all. And hopefully Beezy can piece this shit together like Frankenstein or Sarac can do whatever. And y'all better be thankful, because the first show of 2018 did not start out fucking good for Sarac and King Jerv. God damn it.
This shit, bruh. I'm hoping that this is all on one long recording and I can just add out the parts. If I got to piece this shit together, oh my God. Who's your loser?
Skype.
Other than Skype, give the people your other loser.
I didn't have an other loser. I left it blank just for case something like this happened.
All right. My losers, because we're going to wrap this shit up. If it hang up again, we're not coming back. It's the fucking end of the show. My losers would be probably Ryan Williams, who's a surgery... he's a surgeon, and he's accused by two women of anally raping them after they went in the hospital. Went in the hospital for surgery, woke up with their asshole hurting. This is crazy. That's crazy. Another. I got another loser, bro. It's not going to stop. I got another loser. This is for the Ohio youth team kicked out of a rec league over their offensive jerseys. So it's a rec league basketball boys team. They got 4 weeks in before they got kicked out. The name of their team was the Wet Dream Team. That's on the front of their jerseys. The back of their jerseys, a white team, by the way, one of his names is Coon. And the other one's name is Negro. K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W. And they were playing in the rec league. And somebody finally said, hey, this is kind of fucked up. A youth rec league, and then they got kicked out. So y'all niggas are losers too. Let's get our shout outs the fuck out of here so we can end this show, because this has been terrible. Fuck you, Skype. Use a bitch.
Yeah, man. Well, man, shout out, man. Shout out to the staff, man. Shout out to Saul Wright, man. First show back. Amazing. Contract talks over. Shout out to GQ Blue. Man, let's do something about those sideburns, those chops. Let's get it right. Get the Mr. T thing out of there. Shout out to Be Easy, man. 20 pairs of khakis and 15 gray shirts is amazing. That's commendable. Shout out to Short T. Keep doing your thing, man. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody over there, Dr. Brace. Racing Network, man. Down to the final two girls in the DTA 64. I think it's the final two. It came down to like Lyrical Lore and Teacher Bay. So you know I was torn. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I just thought about that. We was talking about Instagram girls, Teacher Bay and Demetria Abelor.
Yeah, you know, Demetria came in late. I got Teacher Bay over Demetria anyway, just so you know.
They both fine. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, they both fine. Can't go wrong. I mean, you know, that's not. You know, we arguing here. Who's the smartest person at Harvard? You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
well played.
Yeah. So, shout out to Ruler Myself, RT3, MJ Money 9S, still a bitch. Damn. Stacks. Shout out to listener, man. I don't want to get it wrong. Drew in DC. Shout out to Drew in DC, man. Props on listening to the show, man. Appreciate it, man. This show, shout out. Shout out to Gerard, man. We said the Celtics are only going to win 35 games, and they're approaching 35. So, you know, congrats. Still not gonna do shit. You know what I'm saying? I
mean, first of all, you said the Celtics were gonna win 35 games.
I said that. You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to make sure that we got this group in. Yeah. Sorry, always gets grouped in with the shit talking that I do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm pretty sure me and Sorry was ever down and the other nigga was mad about some shit we said. Sorry, probably gonna get punched first for it.
I'm definitely gonna get punched first. I'm definitely gonna get punched. It's not even a question. I'm definitely gonna get punched first. And get him the fuck out of the box. Bow! You said that fuck shit, nigga. I'm like, I wasn't even there. I didn't even do episode 286. It was only one male on episode 286. How the fuck did you think that was me? I'm definitely gonna get punched first, though. I already know. I'm gonna get blasted on an episode I wasn't even on. Yeah,
shout out to man. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, man. Shout out to Tracy May. Shout out to Thekka Jones, man. Had his indie week in Jackson, Mississippi this past week. He did invite us, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? He invited us last year.
Nah, I was just saying his sign on for the show. It's your boy Thekka Jones.
Thekka Jones. Click them links, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, yes. That's it, man. That's all the shout-out list this week, man.
If this show comes together raggedy, deal with it. The fact that we're putting it up, deal with it. Y'all don't understand our struggle on this show. Let's just say it that way. What you end up hearing will probably be short 45 minutes to an hour of the actual recording. That's the crazy part. We've been sitting here for 2 or 3 hours. We're going to end up with an hour and a half.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, this is why my contract is up at the end of this show. Fuck it out of here. I'm out, man. It's NappyAfro.com. Episode 287 and episode 288, 289. All these episodes took up this one. The next one we do is going to be 290 because this was a lot of fucking work. Happy New Year, you motherfuckers. Go buy a shirt. And we holler at y'all next week. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alice B. Keaton, a.k.a. Fuck This Edit. Sitting here with King German, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever. And the other guests on the show, Skype, who ain't shit. We holler at y'all next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Fuck this shit.
NappyAfro.com.